are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
Oh. Tracy.
My favorite.
My voice is still fucked up.
I know. I don't know what's wrong with you. Maybe you should go get a new voice box. Voice box transplant.
I know. I'll tell you what's wrong with me. I'm knocked up and no doctor can save me.
I know.
Until
that's
the baby's
the problem.
Out.
You can't get sick ever. They can't do nothing.
It's so ridiculous what they tell you to do. Like, their advice sucks. Like, go lay in the dark. You go lay in the motherfucking dark. Fuck, how is that going to heal me?
That's amazing.
Like, dude, I saw on Twitter some girl. She's like really petite. And the baby broke her rib, and she couldn't get it fixed until the baby came.
I know. Imagine
she was only 7 months, and she had to wait 2 months with her broken ass rib. I'm like, this is a joke, right?
Literally, when I was pregnant with Jaden, it was so painful because one of her legs kept kicking my ribs, and they couldn't move her, and I was in agonizing pain.
And you know what bothers me, I think, the most is that I feel like a lot of the things they don't really know. If it's not good or not,
they just bullshit you.
They're just like, yeah, we're not going to fucking, you know, put a bunch of pills down this girl's throat. Yeah. So, you know what? Just don't take anything.
Agree.
And just slowly
see how it
die.
Works. If you die, you die.
Yeah. Just have no voice for the rest of your life. Like, this is who I am now.
It's okay. I appreciate it. I'm here for it. Do you plan on doing anything for, like, the celebration of miserable day?
You're so weird. The celebration.
The celebration
Valentine's
of love day.
Day. Oh,
I will be eating popcorn and watching horror movies. That's my version of Valentine's Day. Alone.
I refuse to believe that forever until you die.
I never
you will.
You will
never celebrate.
I don't get it. I'm not into it. It's like a huge misery thing for me. I don't get it. Not like
why though? We all know your past. When you
if
got
you
dumped
guys don't
want to
know, if you want to know what it is, go back to the X episode. I'm pretty sure that's where I talked about why I hate Valentine's Day. But anyway, it's basically an ex fucked me up in baby school, like little kid school, and I have never recovered, and I won't. And the only thing is I just promised myself I would never celebrate, and everybody who's with me literally doesn't even try.
How is it different than celebrating an anniversary?
Anniversaries, you do stuff together, like you go on vacation. That's something like I've never been traumatized from, like, each individual anniversary. I don't like Valentine's Day because it's one day put on this fucking 365 days a year. And one day, this guy is supposed to drop down and fucking be the most romantic thing
Why
you've
the
ever
fuck
seen.
Not?
Because he should be doing it all the time.
That's
and I'm
unrealistic.
Not gonna, I'm not going. It doesn't have to be every day, but like once a month, he should be doing you something that like is
once
out of the ordinary.
I agree with that, but
so then
it's
I'm not going to condone one fucking day these men walk around with their dicks hard for 364 days, being like, "Oh, look how I did for Valentine's Day." Fuck you. You should be doing it once a month. And not being celebrated for one day, so not even 24 hours, it's 12 hours of daylight. You get to do something nice.
Oh, my God.
You take me out to one dinner on Valentine's Day and buy me roses and you're a fucking hero? No, I'm not about it. You want to do that for me randomly? Okay. But, like, it's not like the one day you're like, oh, it's a designated
holiday.
Sometimes,
especially you're a family of 3 children, that life gets into the fucking way sometimes. And, you know, sometimes Valentine's Day for people is a break from all that. Like,
that's fine if you really need a break, but I'm not here for it at all. I'm not going to be like, let me stop whatever I'm doing because it's Valentine's Day. Like,
it's just weird to me that, like, you just.
There's nothing I would
do
to celebrate.
You totally ignore it.
I ignore that it's a holiday.
I feel like whoever you're dating is getting away with murder because.
That's fine.
Like,
they're actually
like most guys have to dread that holiday.
There's more pressure because I expect it way more because I expect 12 months out of the year. You're not just getting one fucking day to.
I mean, Denny treats me good all the time, but I still like Valentine's Day.
I don't like it.
I still
fucking hate
like
it.
To be like, hey, we're going to my favorite restaurant and we're doing my favorite shit tonight. It's just another one of my nights in the book for me. Another
so
one.
So it's
like
a female holiday.
Oh, I think so. I mean.
See, that's
do I
another
do
thing.
Anything
like,
nice
why
for
is
then?
Valentine's Day? Why isn't it like you go to a spa and he plays video games and everyone's fucking happy?
Well, I mean,
that's my version of Valentine's Day. Send me to a spa where I don't have to talk to anyone, have someone massage my back while you play video games and I don't have to speak to you. And that's it.
And that's it. I mean,
I don't know.
I have to
celebrate, unfortunately, for my kids, because in school I have to go buy their Valentine's Day cards for their friends and put together stuff for their teachers.
Oh my God. Do you have to write all the kids' names on the cards?
I do. And write Love Skylar. Iconic. And put a fucking candy tape to it and the whole fucking thing. So, and then I get gifts for their teachers because, you know, they put up with my kids 4 days a week. So that's important.
Oh my God. And being a mom, there's so much shit to do.
It's so exhausting. I'm going to have to do that times three. So between their dance teachers and their school teachers, there's like 12 teachers. So 12 teachers for every holiday, I try to do something for them, whatever. I don't really care. It's not about me, but I give little gifts to the girls because like I don't want them to be like, wow, my mom's miserable, doesn't celebrate, so I don't get anything. They shouldn't suffer. I'm my own misery. Let me suffer, but like they should not. So I will acknowledge it.
Maybe the girls, will soften you up, like seeing like how much they like
it. I'm hard and cold, and that's it.
Like seeing Skylar come home with her first, like somebody like left her a secret message or something like that.
That's adorable. And congratulations to you, but I'm still staying in and watching horror movies. I'm eating ice cream out of the carton and watching horror movies. Watch some girl get sliced up in a gym somewhere. That's what I'm watching.
I just know that I've been right before, and you've been wrong before.
It's a pattern that's developing. I'm uncomfortable with it.
And I'm just putting it out there that someday, in some near future, you are going to be wooed. And the day is going to happen
there
to be
nothing.
February the 14th.
Also, my birthday is November 14th. Let's do the math.
Wow.
No thanks. Great. My parents fucked on this day and I'll never get over it. And I'm over it. Like, I'm done. That's it.
Now we're talking valid excuses.
I mean,
there you go.
That one doesn't help.
I'm not going to celebrate anymore now either. Thank you for
welcome.
That.
It's just
Jesus
something...
Christ.
Well, what do you think? There's on Valentine's Day, watch. All the posts are going to come up and it's going to be like, nobody have sex. We don't need any more Scorpios on this planet. It comes up every Valentine's Day. It is the anti-Scorpio holiday. I'm not about it. There are Scorpio haters.
Like, does that mean our parents like
did a lot of fucking in February? It's a cold winter.
Yeah, it is a cold winter. Yeah.
Everyone loses cable.
I don't know. I mean, I get it. I also get it for like the single girls that it's just like another fuck you. Like,
it's like, oh, okay, one more day where I have to be upset about not being in a relationship and being desperate to find someone before Valentine's Day and then us dating for a week and a half and them stressing about what the fuck to get me. I just don't understand the timeline.
Well, that is the other thing that I think about. Like, I remember being in like limbo. Like, I had just started talking to a guy.
Do I expect something?
Do
I
celebrate
get something
or
for him?
Not? Right. Yeah. Like, he's making a statement. If he doesn't, I feel like if you guys have been hooking up for a few weeks and you're thinking maybe you're more than you are. Yeah, it can be fucked up.
It's a deal-breaking holiday and I fucking despise it. I hate when people start putting Valentine's Day. I saw some woman driving around with a friggin' heart on her car, on her bumper. And I'm like, I want you to drive into something. That's
so
fucking
stupid.
Ridiculous. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding? The teachers who walk around with the things on their heads, with the little hearts on top, with the bobble, like... Get that shit off your head. Get it off your head.
I mean, I get it. I do. I do see both sides.
First of all, like I said, it's an anti-Scorpio holiday. Like, everyone's like, oh, don't have sex on February 14th because I'm definitely going to have a Scorpio.
Yeah,
like,
I can get why people would be anti-Valentine's Day, but I don't think there's a reason if he says, like, hey, I want to take you to
we'll go tomorrow.
Dinner tonight.
Why can't we go tomorrow?
Why can't you go both nights?
That's fine. We could go, but I'm wearing black and we're getting fucked up at a bar and not celebrating like some romantic. First of all, I don't do date nights. I don't do like take me to like a romantic place. Let me get dressed up in 4-inch heels and a little black dress. Like, I don't like that. I don't like it. I don't know. I'm not the wine and dine girl.
Date nights.
I don't like it. I want to like curl up on a couch with you and watch and eat popcorn and watch like a scary movie where I could like touch you the whole time.
So do I, but don't you like to throw random shit in there sometimes?
Random shit like whisk me off to a vacation is sick.
Whisk you off?
Yeah, like whisk me away. Take me off.
I mean, you need to expand your love palette.
My palette
is
expanded.
That is my goal for 2020 is to expand your love palette. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes it is fun to get dressed up and like,
I go like out getting to dressed up and going somewhere, like celebrating a birthday or like doing something fun like that. But I don't like, oh, get dressed up. We're going to the fanciest restaurant. So I could drop $2.50 on a meal that we all have to be really quiet at because the fucking couple next door is like so fucking close to me at the table and like awkwardly like do that whole
you
thing.
Don't,
and
wait,
then,
hold on. You don't like to go to dinner. Like,
I
enjoy
know.
Going
I,
to
maybe
dinner.
Maybe I'm socially awkward, but I don't enjoy it.
Like,
at
I
all.
Like to go to dinner with Denny, and like, we have some really good conversations because both of our phones are away. Like, we're focused on each other.
I
you
can
don't
do,
ever
that.
Do that.
Any, I do that a lot. Anytime. I just don't.
But you've
know.
Never
Why
done
do I
that
have to
dinner?
Be in like a short black dress and heels? Like, all
it's
fucking
the fucking
makeup.
Greatest. You're about to eat like your favorite meal, and you're just like, God, I have so much work to do on you.
I'm very fucking simple. I don't expect a lot. I like very low key shit. For how fucking bougie and made up I am, I'm very fucking low key.
I mean, you're already dressed up. Why not just go out to a nice restaurant?
Because I don't like the expectation of it. Like, it's like I have to look like my very best.
Who
like,
fucked
to,
you up?
I don't
Who
know.
Fucked you
I
up?
Don't know.
Who
I'm very
fucked
up,
you
obviously.
Up?
I just,
you are so fucked up. You are so fucked up. Somebody fucked you up. Like,
I don't know.
This is weird.
This is how I've always been.
This is
I'm
weird.
I'm very cold when it comes
yes,
to stuff like that.
I would
that.
Say you're like, and like, no emotions.
Mm-mm. You know what it is? It's a lot of shit.
I mean, like, I need to explore all of your past relationships because
we can dissect them one day.
Someone
that's
at
fine.
Some point fucked you up that like, I, you know what it is? I'll tell you what it is. Sitting down to dinner with somebody for 2 fucking hours in an intimate setting, it's fucking, it's personal. It's up close.
You're, I feel like personal to me is like laying on a couch with somebody like wrapped up in them.
No,
and
you
like
that. And I get that. That's physical. Physical touch is easy
but
for you.
But that's my
that's,
number one.
I know.
Physical touch is like mad important to me. Like,
but you're not good at connecting the other way. That's your problem. No. You're good at physical touch. That's your comfort zone. You're so out of your comfort zone being across the table from somebody and like,
I hate it.
Eye contact, like
eye someone. Contact. I could literally melt someone's soul with my eye contact. But sitting across the table, dressed up in a quiet place while like fucking somebody's playing a fucking violin in the corner is not
See, like
my
even
idea.
Your perspective like, of like a date night is so fucked up. Like that doesn't happen like, in real life.
I feel
that's
like
not a
that's
real
how,
life thing.
Or them playing like elevator music. Like that's real. That's
everything
what it's like.
You've described, like from the people sitting so close to
it's
you.
It's like the 1920s and, like, dates.
Like it's a scene out of a fucking movie. Like
that's because I watch a lot of movies and I base like real shit off of it.
It's not how I think about going to dinner, like a nice dinner. There's no fucking violin.
Explain a nice dinner to me. Explain okay. When Denny is like, let's
yeah.
go.
We go to Houston's a lot. It's my favorite
What's
fucking
Houston's?
Restaurant.
Oh. Okay, just explain it to me. Do you get dressed up and wear heels and the whole
Well, you
thing?
Have to get like, you have to be presentable. Like, I couldn't go there in like a hoodie as much as I'd like to.
I mean, nobody should leave the house like that. But okay.
As much as I'd like to go in my baddie hoodie. Yeah, yeah no, you get, you know, it's like, you know, you get dressed up. I mean, it's definitely everyone else is dressed up, so you do want to get like nice. It's like the lights are a little lower for sure. It's like there's candlelight on the table, but
I figured out what it is. Go ahead. it just hit me.
What?
Go ahead.
Tell me.
No, go ahead. I want to
figure out what you hate.
Yeah, I finished. But go ahead. You tell me first, and then I'll comment.
So like, it's my favorite restaurant. Like the food is incredible. I mean, we literally, they don't take reservations, so sometimes we're waiting for 2 hours and we, yeah, it's horrible. But
okay.
like we love it. And I like it because it's not just like the good food, the good company, but we have good conversation. I don't know, a lot of my like memories are like for going out to dinner at this restaurant and like, I don't know, just sometimes the week gets by you. You know what I mean? Your schedules don't match up and that's your time to like, and trust me, nobody loves sitting on the couch more than me and doing nothing.
Like, I know. That's why I feel like me and you are like so different because I do nonstop shit all week. And I feel like my downtime is like relaxing, touching somebody, yeah. Not across the table. And don't be that fucking couple who sits next to each other either. So like across the table is where you have to be.
I want right? to do that. Denny refuses. He
no,
refuses.
Sit across from me right now because that shit
like,
is weird.
He's like gotten up and like moved because I sat next to him.
I can't. I feel like my day is so fucking jammed that like my version of like intimacy, like a date type thing is like going to the movies, like the reclining seats, holding hands, like watching a movie. I don't really need to talk to you to know what's going on in your head, but if we have to talk, like,
oh my God.
At like,
I don't really need to talk to you.
but like,
excellent.
Going to a restaurant that's like very chill. Like, I'd rather go to a fucking diner with you and like bum out and like eat our favorite foods and like get the.
I'm not disagreeing.
I go out to dinner all day doing that, but yeah. Like, I just don't understand the purpose of like getting fucking fancy. So when you walk in, the all these couples like look at you as you're seated and everyone's judging you and like figuring out like, oh, is this their first date? The Have TV they been again. Married? Like everyone's looking at you and it's so fucking uncomfortable for me. And like for somebody who's been like on TV and in the public eye where people watch you anyway, maybe that's my problem. Mm. Is that like everywhere I feel like I go, somebody like at least one person is like, oh my God. But and I always feel like I have to be on a front. Like I always have to be a certain way for people to like report back. Like when people see me, they're like, oh, I saw her at the mall. Like if I'm fucking acting up at the mall, all this other shit is going to come out about me. And I don't know. Like it's like, I'm not saying I'm anybody, but like at the same time, like I've literally not gone out and one person didn't like either come up to me and say hi or like DM me later like a fucking creep and be like, oh, I saw you at the mall, I was scared to say hi.
This is deflecting. Like, this is not the issue.
This is, it's like, I don't like. It's not like, the issue.
What's the difference
like
between a diner? Yeah, if you're at the diner, it's fucking bright as shit in there. You're at a restaurant and the lights are low. No
because
one can see
like
your ass.
Because they're judging like what you're doing, no, how not. You're looking. Like, I don't know. Not. I just constantly feel judged and I hate it.
No,
and I don't want it.
You're not. All right. This is no. This cannot be why you don't like to go to dinner,
I don't like it. I also don't like when guys spend money on me like that. Like I don't want you to spend like $250 on dinner because I'm so mentally aware of money that like I'm like that's a fucking waste to me.
A like, good dinner, like a good steak dinner, a delicious dinner.
Get me fucking chicken nuggets. I'm good. Like, I'm good. I'm very fucking simple. Like, I don't need steak dinner. I don't need, like, a $200 bottle of fucking wine sitting
on my
table.
You don't like seafood, lobster, none of that? You have no fancy taste that you'd like a nice dinner. Yeah. Like, a dinner where you could taste the difference of the food. And, like, the service is good. No?
I don't fucking care about that shit. I don't know.
We've got work to do.
I don't know.
Just, hey,
and
Alan.
Then the pressure of it on Valentine's Day is like even more fucking obnoxious. Like that's the ultimate form of obnoxious. It's like everyone waiting 2 hours to get a fucking seat at this place when everybody's there, and Alan, we all know why everyone's forced to be there.
Do you like going out to dinner?
Sometimes. Hmm. Like I like the idea of going out to dinner, but I'll say like I'm kind of the same way with money that Tracy was talking about. That like. It's hard for me because I'm like, you know, this really great meal, which I will agree. Like, I had one for my birthday. Like, wonderful food.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, your birthday meal.
Right. Like it's
wonderful
the greatest.
Food birthday
and
meal
it's
is
great.
Birthday sex.
But
for
then
me,
afterwards, I'm like, fuck, I just spent $250.
And it's
like,
gone. Yeah.
And it's just gone.
And I got nothing from it. Like, okay, I'm hungry. I'm not hungry for 3 hours. But then, like, I'm going to get home and be like, you hungry? You want to go get McDonald's? Like, no, I don't want to fucking
I
do
won't
that.
Even eat the next day after Houston's because nothing I'm going to put in my mouth is going to taste half as fucking good
no,
as what
I
got
in
Houston's.
That.
It's depressing.
Know.
We went to this place called Edward's Steakhouse for my birthday.
Ooh, fancy.
And, like, I had a surf and turf for my meal, and I left there, and I was like, I'm not going to eat this fucking good the rest of the year because of how much this just cost. It was just like...
It's just a lot of pressure, and I don't like it.
I'll say, like, it was kind of odd, too, because sitting at that, I'm the same way where I don't like being around a lot of people, particularly those, like, private moments. But there was someone else there who also had a birthday the day I was, like, there. And they got a cake brought out to him and everything. And I was like, this is awkward. I don't want to bring up the fact that it's my birthday now because then it's like,
because everyone's watching
you. Oh, is it really your birthday or is it, like... Yeah.
Yeah, guess what?
I'm just socially awkward.
When I was away with my family, my mom told the waiter I was pregnant, and she said it was my birthday, and he came out and sang happy birthday to me.
Dude,
that's
dope.
So unmistakable. Like, I don't understand
fucking
how that happened.
Fucking Joanne.
I hate when people sing happy birthday to me or do anything
to
me.
I was so goddamn confused. I was, like, looking around. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Why are these
fucking birthday?
Whose birthday is it? And I'm like... They must have thought when she was like, yeah, she's pregnant, that it was, I don't know, birthday?
It's weird. I don't
That's
know.
A
it's
weird,
really
like,
fucking easy to decipher.
Oh, my God.
Two.
I was like, of course, my life. But yes, nobody likes. Can you imagine someone singing happy birthday to Tracy? She'd fucking die at a restaurant.
Yeah, I get it. Like,
I have had it. And like, I like it when I'm with my friends and it's so easy and relaxed.
Yeah.
But it's not one-on-one and you don't have to force a conversation. Like, if there's something like I maybe don't have anything to say about that, I'm going to be like, yeah.
See, no,
and then,
I
like,
hate,
what from there? Like, I don't know.
I hate being the center of attention. And so, like, I've been there, and they came out singing, and it was so awkward because I was like, great, now everyone's looking at me
it's
and singing
to me, it's
how
always
I'm...
awkward because the people who are doing the singing
are
usually fucking miserable.
Ever, yeah.
They're
like, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hey, And they're like, and they bye, and they run away.
They fucking disappear, and like I'm Thanos.
Fucking like, ants. Like, where'd they go?
There they go. Yeah, they just evaporate into thin air after they say every birthday.
They get back to the
birthday.
Break room, they're like, yeah.
Fucking birthdays.
All for a fucking slice of our shitty cake that we've had frozen for a year.
That was the other thing, is like, I didn't want to tell them it was my birthday so they wouldn't bring me the dessert for it, because I was like,
I don't even
want
it. Yeah.
I
want
something else.
Yeah.
See, like, I don't know.
I am fucked up.
I just want more for you in life. Like,
but like, there's a lot for me. Valentine's Day is just not one of them. It's not a necessity.
There are other ways to do Valentine's that's not like a super romantic.
Let me and Denny, well, hopefully we get to go. If we can,
you know, it's like 2 weeks.
If we can budget it with the fucking baby, everything's now like, well, should we do it? We have a goddamn baby coming, but I want to go to AC for Valentine's Day. Like that's the shit that, like, I don't know. It's just fun. Like, we wouldn't have gone, wouldn't even have talked about it if we didn't have like a reason to go. Do you know what I mean?
I had a date 1 year for Valentine's that she picked my favorite movie, which happens to be Forrest Gump. And
it's a good one.
I'm just
down
old
school
near Savannah, and so like that's where most of it was filmed.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
They had a festival like event where they were showing the movie, and there was going to be a talk back after with Gary Sinise, who plays Lieutenant Dan.
Mm-hmm. Lieutenant Dan.
This is very sweet. This is very thoughtful.
Yeah, and it was great. Like, we went. It was this whole showing of the movie. We got to talk more about the movie, and I learned things I didn't know. And there was this one guy dressed up like as an acting as Forrest Gump all
Jesus
night
Christ.
Who wasn't hired for it. He just showed up. I loved that because it was something that was really personal to me. But at the same time, it wasn't like, all right, this is a very fancy. I hate dressing up.
I love dressing up, but like I like dressing up for me, not in a forced way. I don't know.
Mm. Mm.
I don't know.
Everyone in this room is so fucked up. I'm just saying it.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Maybe we should take a poll of what we think is wrong with me.
No, I don't think we should do that.
Yeah. We'll have people write in.
Too many answers.
Thanks,
Alan.
Oh my god.
Too many things
wrong with her. Fucking savage. Let's go to commercials on that break. What do you think?
Yeah. Let's take a little breather.
Yeah. Fucking savage, Alan.
Liberty's leave policy was tremendous. Having the ability to take 16 weeks off, fully paid to bond with my child, was an incredible experience.
At Liberty Mutual, you can find a career that supports you at every step, even baby steps. We offer up to 16 weeks parental leave for new moms and dads. And because not everyone's pathway to parenthood looks the same, we offer robust fertility, surrogacy, and adoption benefits too. Learn more at libertymutualcareers.com and pursue your tomorrow today.
Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tracy hates going to dinners because she has to get dressed up.
But I love the clothes. I want them in my closet.
There you go.
I like my money where I could see it hanging
about
in my closet.
Oh, here she goes.
That's Stitch Fix. Basically, you're filling out a questionnaire of what you like, and they're coming back and being like, this is what looks good, this, 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 and this. They send it in your box right to your house. You don't have to do anything. You don't even have to leave your house anymore. It's like literally clothes come to you. It's
like,
amazing.
Nothing makes me more mad than someone's like, oh, that celebrity has great style. I'm like, no,
they don't have great style. The person that they hired and paid for yearly budget has great style.
No celebrities like, going to the mall and shopping for themselves.
Yeah, the mall. They don't even know what that looks like.
No. Now this is available to all of us because of Stitch Fix.
And it's not just for women. It's for men and kids all over the U.S. And now they actually have it in the U.K. So men, women, and kids. Perfect. It's like a family affair at your front door.
I'll tell you something. If I was having a boy, I'd have to use Stitch Fix.
You would.
Like, I wouldn't know
I
what
agree.
To put him in. Please.
Stitch Fix is an online personal styling service that delivers your favorite clothing, shoes, and accessories directly to your door. They have all great brand names, ones that you'll know and love, plus exclusive styles that you won't find anywhere else.
And guys, there's no subscription required, so you can pick between automatic shipments or getting new pieces on demand. Shipping, exchanges, and returns are always free. And plus, there's a $20 styling fee automatically applied towards anything you keep from your box. Discover all new styles and find unique pieces with Stitch Fix.
Get started today. You're going to go to stitchfix.com/bad examples and you're going to get 25% off when you keep everything that comes in the box.
Go to stitchfix.com/bad examples, get your personal stylist, get it delivered to your door, and get hot enough to go to a restaurant with Tracy.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Lauren, we are sisters.
That's true.
And we host a celebrity-obsessed podcast called Pop Apologists.
We also love Taylor Swift. Chandler, how are you managing to cope while we await Taylor's new album?
Look, I want to be put into a medically induced coma and wake up on April 19th, but I'm not sure my insurance is going to cover it.
Join us on our pop culture podcast, Pop Apologists, where we will be dishing on all things celebrity news and deep diving every word and note of Taylor's new album.
Pop Apologists.
Pop Apologists.
Or, you know what you could do with Tracy? Sit home on a couch and play Best Fiends.
Best Fiends.
We're obsessed with Best Fiends, you guys. This is a game that you could play by yourself. You could have a friend sign up. You can send your kids if they're bored and they have nothing to do. This is like a very interactive game.
What
with
about
colors
when, like...
and different like activities and levels? And Best Fiends updates the game monthly with new levels and events, so it never gets old. Honestly, you guys, the best part about this is that you could play without internet. So there's tons of different characters, and you need strategy to get through each level. So it's not just like a fun, mindless game. It's also you need a little brain.
You need a little brain to be a Best Fiend. Engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. And this game, this is not just Tracy and I playing. There are over 100 million downloads for this 5-star rated mobile puzzle gameplay. Go download Best Fiends for free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the
R.
Best Fiends.
Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R. Best Fiends.
Best Fiends.
I think also what's really sweet is when you stay home and like cook with your significant other, it could be very sensual and like,
whoa.
Yeah, you can make it really hot. And I think the best thing about HelloFresh is that it comes to your door and there's so many different options to choose. So you can make a dinner for two different people and you have all the ingredients that come right to your house. And it could be like a really cute date night. And I love that about
fresh ingredients.
It's
delicious.
Not chicken nuggets and fries. Yeah. Like it feels like for me, who
it's
doesn't
fancy.
Want to go out to eat for dinner, you're getting those gourmet meals in your own home.
Never in my life would I make any of the goddamn meals that come to my house. Not because I don't want them, because I literally don't know how.
No, like almond crusted salmon with Brussels sprouts and
the fanciest
whipped
burgers.
Yeah,
like damn it, why didn't I think of this?
I could never ever go to the store and be like, oh, I think I'm gonna cook up something gourmet tonight while I was up and down the aisles. It'll never happen.
I've never cooked a homemade Kraft burger.
But when it comes to your house and the directions are literally in black and white, step by step, you cannot fuck it up. And that's the best part about this is that it's idiot proof.
Yeah, and it cuts out the stressful meal planning and the prepping, and you can actually enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in just about 30 minutes. Oh my God.
There's over 22 plus seasonal chef curated recipes each week. There's something for everyone. There's low calorie, vegetarian, family friendly recipes every week.
This is what I love about HelloFresh too. You can easily change your delivery days or food preferences or skip a week whenever you need to. So for example, maybe you're going away for a few days or you're on a business trip. It's so easy. There's literally an app and you're just like, boom, skip this week, done. The food won't come. It'll come the next week. You won't get charged for it. Everything about HelloFresh is simple and easy. Go to HelloFresh.com/badexamples10 and use code badexamples10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping.
That's the best part.
Wait,
free shipping gets me every
10
time.
10 free meals?
Hold on. Jess is like,
wait,
I'm here for the 10 free meals, and I'm like, I'm here for the
free
shipping.
Can I use this code again?
Okay, you guys, again, go to HelloFresh.com/badexamples10. And use code BADEXAMPLES10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping. This is majorly important. I hope you hear me. I don't know why, but I feel like Valentine's Day is, if you're going to celebrate it at all, I feel like a huge major thing that's happened like recently, it's kind of like Friendsgiving is Galentine's Day, where like you meet up with your girls, you get wine and like junk food that you would never get. I mean, this is the excuse. If you're going to do anything one day of the year, it's load up on every salt, piece of chocolate, bad food that you could have, and like down three bottles of wine with your friends and just like hang out and have a sleepover and just live your Galentine's Day life.
And because if you're, I feel like single, that's the way to do it. February 15th should be the greatest day ever.
It should be the Black
Friday.
Go to
all the stores of, yeah, and get discounted chocolate 50% off.
Absolutely. It's the Black Friday of Valentine's Day. It's yeah, it's Black Heart Day.
Black Friday of chocolate. I mean,
yeah,
we know,
this is amazing. Everything is like 90% off chocolate here. Stock up. Okay, so if you guys are single, I feel like this is not the day to like come down on yourself and be like, this is why I need a boyfriend. This is why the pressures of Valentine's Day I'm not about, because everyone feels like they need a boyfriend by the first of the month or the first of the year, so that like by Valentine's Day we're in a significant enough relationship and he can get me something and it doesn't have to be awkward and blah blah blah. And I just feel like the pressure is unreal. Like, do you guys know the slowest month of the year is January, because it's just past the holidays, everyone's exhausted from that, everyone's trying to recoup. Like, you're not going to scurry to go find a man. Like, be single and live
is
your Valentine's
January
Day single.
The worst month of all goddamn time.
It really is. You're freezing, you don't want to leave your fucking house.
It's
there's
the
melted
longest
snow
month.
Everywhere
I feel like it was Christmas like
2 days
a
ago.
Year ago
I got to take down all my Christmas. I'm exhausted from that. I'm in debt from all my
credit
cards.
January's been, it's just been like lingering. Like, I can't believe we're just getting out of January. Like, that's insane.
January was the longest year that I've been in so far.
Yeah, it was horrible.
And when you're like awaiting for something, January feels like the worst.
Yeah, and then like, you're right. And then you finally get out of January and then bam, you're hit with February, like Valentine's Day in your face. And you're just like.
And they're like, oh, there we go. Single again.
Yeah.
Cuffing season has ended.
You know, we have the Club Addie on Facebook, which is like, I love these women so fucking much. And they were talking about a bunch of the single girls getting together for
this is amazing
Valentine's Day and doing, you know, like a girls' night. And I just love that.
It should be Badentine's Day.
Yeah, Badentine's Day.
Yep.
If you have, you know, you're like, oh, I can't even go out with my girlfriends because I have no girlfriends. You know, sometimes when you just get out of a relationship,
yeah,
you lose touch with your girlfriends.
Well, because you were like fixated on.
Come to the club, girl. Come to the club.
Yeah. I mean, literally do anything to distract yourself from that day being something you thought it was going to be and now isn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not worth the
stress
of it.
It is just a day. Listen, I like it because I am a bratty bitch who, you know, I'm going to go to my favorite restaurant, whatever I want to do, like watch whatever movie I want. It's like my birthday. It's another
birthday-ness.
Day.
That's what it is for Jessica. February birthday-ness.
But it really is true. It is just another day. It has zero meaning in real life. And you know, they call it a Hallmark holiday for a reason.
Of course. So they want to sell chocolate and cards.
Yeah.
You pay $5 for a card to be like, love you, happy Valentine's Day, when you could just write it. Write her a love note. You want to do something nice? Surprise
her with
a...
Are you anti-card too? Please.
I don't celebrate Valentine's Day. Why would I promote the cards? Write her a note. Like, handwritten note.
Rewind.
Done.
What about cards in general? Like...
No, I love cards.
Okay.
I don't want any other gifts, actually. If it's my birthday, write me something really cute on a really cute card.
Okay.
Maximum spending limit is $5 for a fucking Hallmark card that they're already raping you for the price. That's it.
Oh, my God. They're so expensive now.
I go to the dollar store, too, for a dollar. I'm not sorry. I stock up on them. I have a whole file full of $1 cards. Don't play with me.
Oh, my God. That's such an old lady thing. 100%. You have, like, a box you're
literally
going to.
I show up, and the old lady who's checking me out is laughing because she's like, I do the same. And I'm like... I'm not sorry.
You guys like high fiving?
We're like, yeah, we're like
fist bumping.
Yes, girl. We saved $50 on cards.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Don't want anything but a card. I say that all the time for my birthday. All I want is a card. I don't want anything else. Like, no gifts, no anything. But just like, get me a card, because I feel like you writing in it says something more than like you just buying me whatever. Like, you walked by and you're like, I think she'll like that. Whatever.
You know what'd be nice too? Like, if you have a single friend, maybe you are in a relationship and you've got the one friend that's single, like. You know, Tracy, someone like you that doesn't celebrate, maybe it's a good night to like take one of your single friends out and like, you know, be a good friend. Don't forget those people that like are fucking actually like heartbroken the day of Valentine's Day, because it is sensitive for some people.
This is what I'm trying to promote is anti-Valentine's Day, is because I want people to like not be crying their fucking eyes out, eating Chinese food, watching romance movies and being like, why can't this be me?
It's just so funny because like my friend blank, who we all know. like, definitely is going to be crying Valentine's Day.
I feel so bad for her. She literally is the butt of all these jokes and, like, knows it as fuck. And, like,
she's also the first person that, if she's in a relationship, Valentine's is going to be the biggest deal for her. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I mean.
So she'll cry about it on one hand, but, like, the second she's in a relationship, like, that, oh, my God, it would be, like, a huge thing, a huge Here's social media thing. Post.
We have off for fucking President's Day. We have off for Martin Luther King Day, but you still work on Valentine's Day. And do you know why? Because it's not a fucking holiday. It's something created to make people feel bad about themselves and promotes insecurity. This is not okay. If it was a fucking legitimate holiday, nobody would have work on it.
That'd
Nobody.
Be fucking hilarious if there was no work on Valentine's Day. Everyone Nobody. Just, everyone was home fucking.
Oh, everyone would. That's, if you want to turn it into a holiday, it should be National Fuck Day. Everyone go have sex. It doesn't matter. Literally.
The next day, everyone comes to the office singing.
Everyone's like, in a good fucking mood the next day, you know, on Black Heart Friday, whatever it is, when all the discount candy. Like, if we're going to make this a holiday, let's make it the right holiday. It's National Sex Day. Go out and fuck who you want, finally. All right. So we love, like, random games and, you know, switching it up a little bit. So one of our favorite games is Walk Down the Aisle, Run for Your Life. And we read a statement from somebody and we decide if they should get the fuck out or marry this person for life. So let's hear it.
Our first one is he goes overboard with his mom with her gift for Valentine's Day.
Oof.
And then I just get a small little trinket.
Psycho. Oh my God.
First of all, I didn't even know men bought their fucking mom stuff for Valentine's Day. I didn't even think that was a thing.
I mean, that's sweet.
It's
I think
adorable,
it's sweet.
But like if he goes for her like a $200 something and you yeah. get like, here's a.
Like she gets a new Coach bag.
Here, get a manicure.
Yeah.
See, to me, the only. And like, I love my mom, but the only way I'm giving her a Valentine's Day gift yeah. is if for some reason my dad's not in the picture. Because like,
Smart.
Otherwise.
That's
Bro,
not my job.
Get the fuck on it. Like, that's your job. Let's go, Dad.
It's a smart man right there. He's like, I'm only going to step up when I have to. Yeah. When I'm forced into getting my mother a gift. I agree with that.
Like, Denny has gotten my mom, like small things. Like
but has he got his mom stuff?
Probably not. No.
Okay, so there you go. So if your guy's buying your mom something way better than you, run, because yeah. that is a for life or mama's boy, and he will never yeah. change. She will always come before you.
I've dated like serious mama's
run
boys, and they're just brutal.
Yeah,
like forever being second. I do think when you become the wife, like you do take a step up in the relationship, and like
if nothing else, just equal. At like what you need yeah. and she needs, like come easily. You give them both amount of time. Like no one fights over you. I think that's healthy.
Yeah, no, for sure. No, I'm totally thinking this yeah. is a run for your life.
Because
yeah, this
that's is a
weird.
Run for your life situation.
That's weird. That boy loves his mama more than he loves you. Yeah. And he loves that pussy.
Ew! Goodbye,
oh
next.
What's the next one, Alan?
All right, so this is like an actual example, I think. From last year, we went out to Valentine's Day, a really nice dinner. And then at the end, he wanted me to split it for our first date.
What?
Oh, no.
Split. And he asked. This wasn't like she volunteered and she was like, I'm not taking no for an answer. Like, you take care
Wait,
of
this
something.
Was a Valentine's Day date?
This was the first date on Valentine's.
No. Run for your life.
I feel like you got to talk about that beforehand, guy.
Not only that, like, if she steps up and is like, I insist on taking care of it. It's just I don't want you to feel obligated and blah, blah, blah. You get drinks later and I'll get this now. Making it something that if she insists on paying, but, like, you don't be like, oh, you had the salmon and one glass of wine, so your portion is $75. I'd be like, what the fuck?
Is hard enough.
Then, and, like, paying is always
yes,
weird.
Like,
it's always awkward.
Just make it simple. Just expect you're going to pay
take
if you're taking a girl out, especially on a holiday.
Take the bullet.
Don't make her pay on like, Valentine's Day. So
on Valentine's Day, for sure, like, you're taking her to a nice restaurant,
yeah.
and then you're like, hey,
yeah.
we're splitting the bill.
Yeah, like, have
and
anything
her being
you want,
like,
boo.
I didn't even bring my wallet. I didn't even bring my wallet. Sorry.
Oh, my God. I mean, that's fucked up. That's
I
fucked
agree.
Up. Fuck.
That's really fucked up, and I feel uncomfortable for whoever went through that.
Like,
so.
Whenever I was single, I did like to go out with guys on Valentine's Day. I used to like always like schedule. And I'm just trying to think if a guy picked me up and then like I wouldn't even have had money off me. How we would have been fucked.
Like, yeah. What if he asked you? I would have been like, bitch, I didn't even bring like, my wallet. So look who's paying.
Yeah, like, oh my especially God. In college. Like, I was definitely wasn't bringing enough money for a dinner no, on me.
Sorry. I only have my my cafeteria card.
Bro.
I can't.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. No, I'm like, oh, no you want to fucking swipe and get a free meal?
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm good. That's oh fucking my God. Real fucked up. Wow. All
right, run for your life.
Run for your life.
All right, let's hear it. We got one more?
Yeah, we got one more.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry.
After our Valentine's date, I didn't think it was going very well. So I was going to my car to head home. And he was like, wait, aren't we going back to my place?
Mm. I'm not against that. Listen, you got to get yours too. Oh. Aren't we going back to my place? I am not going to say run, but I'm not going to say marry him. I'm going to be like, test the waters.
If it's not going well, like if she's already planning to like head
okay,
out.
It's not going well. I didn't hear that part. You're right. Fuck, red flag.
Yeah.
All right.
She's always looking for a reason to go back to someone's
place.
Oh,
man. I'm like, oh, whatever. Maybe we could turn this night around. Like,
honestly, now any situation.
You may not be able to pay, but like, let's see what else you could do.
Dude, any situation like that, I'm still stuck in my head where I'm like, no, don't go back. He has a poop fetish and is like,
no, oh
that
my
stupid
God.
Fucking
I'm like
story.
Traumatized from that shit. Like, yeah, literally, no. I don't think I'd ever like subconsciously something's wrong on a date. I'm getting a bad vibe and I'm out. Like that haunted me for my life.
What about being a single girl on Valentine's Day and like treating yourself to something, like buying something nice for yourself? If you don't normally do that.
I think that's important. And
like, I think
that
if you're
happen.
A single person, you shouldn't ignore the fact that, like, it's, you know what I mean? Like, instead of trying to, like, pretend like it's not happening all around you.
Like, your world's not crumbling.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I think you should be proactive about it, whether it's, like, treating yourself or, you know, doing something with a friend. Mm-hmm. We talked about that. I don't know. Just...
I think for sure, if you're single, I think it's got to be girls' night. Like, or go out with your mom. Like, have her come out with you. That's really cute. And make
oh,
it
that's
like.
That's really cute.
Yeah, make it like a really cute. Or like a sister or somebody that's close to you. Just be like, let's go grab a few drinks and then like get into the spirit. Maybe there's single guys that are thinking the same thing and you guys will hit it off that night and that'll forever be your anniversary. And look how you turned around Valentine's
wow,
Day.
Look at the hopeless romantic over
I know,
here.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, out of all
hopeless.
These things.
Wow. That was sweet. That was actually a very sweet idea, Tracy.
Thank you. I'll be here all week. Thank you.
So speaking of being single, this is something I've always thought about. Like, what are your thoughts on hooking up with someone new for the first time on February 13th?
I think for sure not expecting
Dude,
shit.
Girls are so hyper aware of this day.
It's like it's
There's
like an
no
alert
way around
goes
it.
Off. Yeah, it's an alert goes off. I would actually, if I were a guy, I'd avoid the first 2 weeks of Valentine's Day altogether.
The first 2 weeks of Valentine's Day?
The first 2 weeks of February yeah. to avoid that. If I meet a girl and I'm like if I'm a guy, I meet a girl and I'm like, ugh, let me keep it real basic and high bye until like February 15th. And
I
then I'm like, let's
so
go
right.
out because
jerk
the
off
amount,
for 2 weeks.
Yeah, jerk off for 2 weeks because the amount of pressure that will be put on you for those 2 weeks is going to be immense. And
wow.
it's going to turn you off already.
Wow. Genius. Genius. That's the most genius thing you said.
Thank you.
Like, February 1st, just fucking start jerking it for 2 weeks.
I would say jerk it hard for 2 weeks. February 15th, you hit her up with the, like, let me take you out. I really miss you. Let me take you out somewhere nice. And then you completely avoid it. Get yours, because she missed you for those 2 weeks.
Why don't we call Denny for his Valentine's
Day? Denny's do's and don'ts?
Yes.
This is my favorite segment.
Denny's do's. And don't. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day,
babe. What are your Denny's do's and don'ts for Valentine's Day? Do you have any?
Yeah, don't buy me a fucking stupid basket of candy that's gonna sit in the closet for 3 months and then throw away.
Oh, so Denny's against it too. Gotcha.
How okay. many chocolate bunnies do we have in our? I make them a
bunnies,
basket.
Fucking hearts.
Why don't you eat the chocolate? I don't understand.
Because I don't want a fucking solid brick of chocolate. I want, like, a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Okay, okay.
God, what the fuck
or
is wrong with you?
Some shit.
Denny, do you want something from Jessica, or are you just expecting to get something for her?
She doesn't really have to give me anything. She probably will, though.
But, like, do you give
she
a shit?
She also was going to get me something for my birthday and Christmas, and I'm still waiting.
Oh, my God. Holy shit. The Tear Jess Down episode.
Oh, my God. I've got him this, like, perfect gift for him, and it was like being hand created and for literally 2 months, and the guy like just like disappeared. Damn. And I've been fighting with the like website to get my money back, and mm-hmm. I just got it back. So I would have liked to have had that now for Valentine's Day, since he didn't get it for his birthday or Christmas. But we're gonna have to wait till, I don't know, fucking St. Patrick's Day or something.
Wow. Don't, it's gonna arrive on Easter.
Are you buying me a gift, please?
For V-Day?
Yeah.
Sure. I don't know, maybe. Depends on if you're good or not.
Oh my God. Depends if you were good
depends
enough.
Depends on how good my Christmas present myself and gotten is.
Wow. This is literally stupid. The takedown, the ultimate takedown. This is like WWE wrestling.
You did get your iced coffee machine that you wanted.
That is bomb, by the way. Jessica made me one of those cups, and it was real good.
Shit's good, right?
Yeah.
That thing is sick.
Yeah. We have a major question. We need to know, is it worth taking the risk of Denny's do's and don'ts? Tell us if this is worth it or not.
Think about it. You're a single guy that's dating, and you go out with a girl on Valentine's Day. Do you have sex at the end of the night? Wait, what did you just say?
I would never do that.
Right. Exactly. He's going to wait until the 15th to call her. He's not going to be stupid. Anyway, so our question is for the dumb fucks who will do that. Do you risk her getting feelings because you had sex on Valentine's Day and her thinking that it means something? Or do you just have sex to have sex and then never call her again?
I mean, you're going to go on a date with a girl on Valentine's Day.
And have sex.
You might as well risk it all.
I agree. I agree. And it's her fucking bad for thinking that it's something.
I mean, you're going to get yourself in big trouble. I'm just saying, if you have sex with a girl on Valentine's Day, she's going to think that
it's serious.
It's something. Yeah, she's going to turn it nothing into something. Yeah.
I think if you took her out at all,
stay home and play video games.
I agree. That's what I'm saying. Avoid it like the plague. And then you call her on the 15th, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
You hit her up right after. No other big holidays coming up for a while, so you got no issues.
See?
And Tracy was saying that like you shouldn't even talk to a girl in the month of February until Valentine's Day passes. Do you agree with that?
You want to wait a couple days, probably.
If you're just starting to talk to a girl, it's February 2nd. Do you keep it low key, or do you like talk to her?
Yeah. No, you keep it low key. It's like right before the holidays.
Yeah, I agree. You don't let her know.
Or rolling into summer. Gotta shed that winter coat.
Shed that winter coat. Oh my God, what is wrong with you? I can't believe I married you. You're so...
It's amazing. Denny's do's so and don'ts for life.
Like literally the day after Valentine's Day until Memorial Day or Labor Day. Which one comes first?
Well, Labor Day Memorial is in Day. September.
Memorial Day.
Yep. That's girlfriend time.
That's right. It's cuffing season.
Right.
Wow. Guys are so
long,
I'm a guy. Winter. This is my problem. I'm a guy.
Yeah, that is your problem. That's literally I just like solved a man. It. Yeah. All right, Denny's do's and don'ts.
We love you. Go play your video games.
Love you guys.
Hi. I've been on awkward Valentine's Day dates. Have you, Alan?
I have had one awkward Valentine's date. And it was not a Valentine's date per se. It was like we went as friends to get dinner.
Whoa, because we knew, that's insane.
Like, we knew we were planning. We had been, like, planning and throwing a fuck love party, which was, like, our yearly Valentine's party in the theater department for everyone single. And so we were like, cool, we're going to go get dinner. We're going to go to the fuck love party. And then it ended up being a date. And then it was like, oh, no.
I also think, like, a really good idea is, like, throwing a house party, like, with your friends and, like, making it, like, some type of theme, like single complicated taken. So like you go there, like everyone knows the expectations and it's like
party.
Yeah, red light traffic light party.
Traffic
yeah.
Light. Yeah, that's what we did actually.
Yeah,
for this
I think
year.
That's fun because it takes a lot of pressure off a lot of shit. And you go there and you're wearing the color and you're like, I'm here to fuck on Valentine's Day, or don't fucking touch me, I'm taken, or like it's complicated. We'll see how well you flirt with me. And it's a good time. You all get drunk, have fun together, and whoever wants to get lucky is. And I think that's like easy peasy out of the way.
That's what made my day awkward though, is because I was going, like I'm green, I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
And this person who had gone to dinner with me had decided, oh, I'm gonna hook up with him tonight, and I was not really interested in hooking up with him. And so they changed their mind and decided
that's like you're bad, Alan. You should know better than go out with any sort of girl on Valentine's Day.
That's fair. You're right.
Telling you, that's February 15th, that's you avoid bad. That like the motherfucking plague.
She Dude. Said like Tracy thought like that she thought it was going to be her new anniversary. Yeah.
She decided actually, she was like, fine, I'm going to find out who he wants to sleep with.
Good luck with that. Everybody at this party.
Her. And she actually seduced the girl into a threesome.
This and took I was a like, drastic this, turn.
It was terrible, but at the same time, it was like, I mean, I'm having sex. Like, it could be worse.
I mean, you had a threesome on Valentine's Day. I think you won. You won. You won the holiday.
Valentine's Day.
You, Alan wins the holiday. Oh, go fuck God. And throw a traffic light party and let us know how it goes. Happy anti-Valentine's Day, everybody.
I was not ready for that shit at all. I'm never ready with Alan. I'm never goddamn ready.
I can't
ready.
Wait to hear about all their stories and seeing Jesus you next Christ. Tuesday.
See you never. How's that?
See you never.
Oh, good Lord. Help us all. That's all I have to say. Help us fucking
help us
all.
Good luck to everybody on Valentine's Day. Good Let luck. Us know if you're ready to risk it all. See you next Tuesday. Goodbye.
Don't forget, guys. New episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
I hate that, ironically, I'm recording this message for the Valentine's Day episode, but, you know, we wanted to thank everybody for coming together as a baddie family and supporting one of our own during an extremely difficult time. You guys know Tracy is an open book, and when she's ready, you'll be the first to hear her story. But until then, I can't tell you how uplifting the positive messages, all the love, even hearing stories from you and stuff you've been through, it makes it very relatable and it makes it easier for her and for me because, oh God, don't cry, because I want to see my friend happy. And so thank you guys. Really, this baddie family is something else. So thank you from all of us.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.